Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to greet you
Hallelujah.
Again.
Amen.
God of Foundation program, 10:30 every Sunday. It's an honor, it's a privilege
Amen.
To welcome Fiji again into this program. So welcome to My TV, welcome to My TV Facebook, and welcome to New Methodist Christian Fellowship page Facebook. It's an honor,
Hallelujah.
It's a privilege to welcome you again. A second last Sunday for May.
Month of May, yes.
2021. It's a blessing
yeah.
to be here and to encourage you with the word of God, because nothing is impossible with
Hallelujah.
Man. What is impossible with men, what men cannot do, it's possible with God. So stand by on what God is providing for us to hear. Encourage us, uplifting every soul that you are willing to walk this path.
Hallelujah.
And that is believing and have faith with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So greetings to the 14 provinces.
Yes.
From Lau Bolivinaka. Right up to the Western and to Banuelevu and
Hello,
also
Bola.
To Lomaiviti and Kandavu.
Amen.
Not forgetting those of them that are watching and logging in on Facebook overseas. Those in America, those in Asian Pacific, and those in Europe and the Middle East.
Amen.
We take this time to welcome you this wonderful morning. Nimbulaminaka. God of our nation against all odds. What a time. Hallelujah. What a time to talk about this program. Remember, this program started 1 year ago.
COVID-19
last year. Then we begin this program and still going 1 year. Hallelujah. And few months now. And we believe it's an encouragement to everybody
Hallelujah.
That you are out there.
Yes.
To the government of the day. Hallelujah. If you're watching the Excellency, the President of Fiji, and the family, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus.
Amen.
Honorable Prime Minister and the family, and all the ministers and your family, Member of Parliament, Permanent Secretaries and Managers, Directors, working in the government,
Hallelujah.
And also in
Bulavinaka.
The business house. We take this time to say Bulavinaka. Not forgetting the frontliners.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All our frontliners out there doing the scanning.
Bulavinaka, and thank you.
Doing the tracing and doing the testing, we and also not forgetting those manning the checkpoints
Amen.
And the borders. We take this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're doing a wonderful, excellent job at the moment. So we take this time on behalf of My TV, on behalf of New Methodist Christ Fellowship, to say for the job well done. And we'll continue
Amen.
To be behind you through prayers. Hallelujah. And to all the denomination, all the churches around Fiji, we take this time to say Mbulavinaka to the Methodist Church of Fiji and the Tuma and the Catholic Church, the Anglican, the Presbyterian, the Baptist, hallelujah,
all
the London Missions,
all
the Pentecost brothers and all Salvation Army.
Amen.
We take this time to say thank you for tuning in this wonderful morning. And to New Methodist Christian Fellowship, Fiji and the world, we take this time to greet you, Vanuatu, those watching and connecting from Tonga, Rarotonga, Niue, Samoa, from Vanuatu, and not forgetting Papua New Guinea and Solomon Island, we take this time to greet you. Solomon and also New Zealand and Australia, we take
Hallelujah.
This time to greet
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of updates on how you have prepared, and last night was quite classic. We have... I believe I saw it in the Nasinu zone that have prepared, the families have prepared their home ready for worship this morning. And
wonderful.
It's really a blessing to be seeing that last night. Thank you, Talanga Siborindua, and also Associate Senior Pastor Sakiusa Sakiti and Auntie Telu. And I believe that most of us New Methodists are ready this morning, since we cannot still congregate. We are actually worshiping with our family. And
family.
I believe it's such a
wonderful,
good time
wonderful.
To serve God and also enjoy the presence of God together with the family. When times are good and normal, are we usually going to church and, you know, we worship as a worship center or we worship as a zone or as a region. And I believe this is a time for us, we may be saying, okay, it's curfew or we cannot meet or we cannot congregate. But I believe God is doing it in his own way to create this time together with the family so we can value the family time of worship. So we would like to say thank you for joining in and thank you for preparing your home to worship God. All the way in the northern, for all of you from Boa and even Tavioni region, thank you. Senganga, Nakamakalevu, Abikemdonetikumelambasa, we would like to say thank you. In all the islands, we haven't forgotten you, Tangase Chitoko, and Rondini Tangase on the main Vonombalavu, we have Namukela, we have Matoko, and we would like to stand today to say thank you for your commitment in supporting the ministry. And even though we don't meet, we don't talk as much, but you always continuously are doing, you know, the things that you need to do out of loyalty to the ministry. And we stand today to say thank you. And the same, Gastelev has already mentioned to all of you outside Fiji, foreign, I see most are back to normal in most ways. You can congregate. And I believe New Zealand, you are all positioned out there for Hastings.
Hallelujah.
Today. And we would like to stand today to say greetings to you. You're logging in now from Hastings this morning. And thank you for that effort, Talangasi Field and ASP in Galovi, to get people out there in Hastings. And actually, you're logging in this morning and you're being part of this worship. So today, yet again, we say thank you for joining us, and thank you for that commitment, that investment, because you have to pay for your fuel. And not only that, it's hours of drive and looking for your accommodation in Napier, just so that you can be a part of the service out there in Hastings. So whatever you have spent, that's an investment into His kingdom, because you're actually going to worship God together out there in Hastings. And all the same too to Australia. Thank you, Tangase Kani, for all the updates on all the different regions. Sydney, Queensland, and the different places that you people are actually congregating today. We stand today to say Mbula Vinaka, and thank you and praise the Lord for going out of your way to be where you are to serve and worship God today. And in America, thank you, Talangase Sisi, and thank you, Talangase Travessa and Auntie Sylvia, not forgetting Talangase Eleanor Rosinger and the family. We stand today to say thank you for always supporting, and thank you for always doing what you need to do, and even without our knowledge, but you continue to be vigilant and serve, you know, the New Methodist Christian Fellowship on the role that you play in America, being loyal to the leadership. So we stand today to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
And to all of you, Europe, there's so many for you to mention. And we have Northern Ireland, we have Germany, and also Scotland, the Naiso family, thank you. Ralukura family in Northern Ireland. And also to the Rwango family, all the way in Romania. And Cyprus, thank you, Talangase Fine, and Rondini Talangase, and also Talangase Langi, Talalangi. We stand today to say greetings to all of you. Because we're back at the studio this week. Last week, we were on lockdown, and we were actually airing all the way from home in Lodala Beach Estate. So today, we're back at the studio, and we would like to say thank you for yet again. We are still on a curfew in Fiji, so yeah, there's still a lot of restrictions, but only praise is taking us through. And I believe we people have come out of your way, the different levels that you have been, and now you are in a better level to worship together. So today, let's worship God, and let's hear what God has for us today.
We also take this time to greet Sister Kwame Mbole and all the boys playing rugby in France. We take this time to say thank you for always logging into our program. And we thank all the boys that you are out there, and your family is back in Fiji. We encourage you, continue to hear the word of God. It's the only thing that sustains and bring families together, even when we are separated with thousands of miles apart. And we take this time to greet you, not forgetting those soldiers in Sinai and Lebanon and also in Iraq and also at Golan Heights in Syria. Bula Binaka, I know you've gone through a week of hearing the rockets and the missile. And you are at peace again at the moment. And we greet you all in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, against all odds, hallelujah, against all odds. And one thing that stands out is the operating by faith.
Amen.
If you want to go against all odds, then one thing that you must remember is that you must operate with faith.
Yeah, the key element would be faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
And last night we were sharing that faith is one of the 9 gifts of God. And also faith is one of the 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So it's a gift of the Holy Spirit and also the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So no wonder Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, faith pleases God. Hallelujah. If you want to go through the unknown with confidence and in boldness. Hallelujah. And you must operate through faith. Faith is going beyond what you see. It's going beyond what you hear.
Amen.
Going beyond what you touch and feel. Hallelujah. And that is faith. And faith pleases God. And those that seek him must believe that he exists. You know, that is one of famous Bible verses. But if we go deeper into that, it's a key element of serving this unseen God.
Hallelujah.
Because we operate by faith.
Amen.
And not by sight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And that's why we were emphasizing last night. Eh? And for those of you been with us on the Holy Spirit
conference
from Monday right up to last night, and we will end it 3 p.m.
this
afternoon of Fiji time. So we will complete that lesson. But it's not just a lesson for lesson, no. It's a lesson for your daily living. And when you know the Holy Spirit, it will increase your faith. Because he is the one operating in the unseen world or
Hallelujah.
In the spiritual element. Yeah. That's why we call him the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of spirits out there, small as. Hallelujah. But there is one biggest there, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And we believe for us to tackle our tomorrow.
Amen.
For us to be confident of our tomorrow. It was faith that that Abel gave the best to the Lord. It was
Amen.
Faith. No, sacrificing the firstborn and the fat part. It was faith.
Hallelujah.
It's the faith that will come to God with all the preparation. Randini Gasile was talking about the preparation for today from yesterday on the post. The preparation for today from yesterday. How do you do that? Because of faith.
Hallelujah.
You believing that when you come today to your family worship, no longer the worship center, no longer the zone, it's your family. You turn your living room or you turn your porch
to the house of worship.
To the house of worship. Hallelujah. See, it's because anywhere you can worship. That's why Jesus said to the woman in Sychar, he said, the time will come you will not worship the Lord from Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem, or from the mountain
Hallelujah.
Of Samaria.
Amen.
Because God is spirit.
Hallelujah.
For those that worship him must believe that he exists.
He exists.
Because he's a spirit God. So we worship him in truth and in spirit. So we want to challenge our life today as we go through
yes.
this pandemic time.
Amen.
Pandemic time. This is the best time to serve God.
And like, as always, every Sunday we talk about the kingdom economics. The kingdom economics, it's totally opposite from the economics of this world, meaning if you're not getting any money on your normal payday, or if you're not getting any money now because you stop going to work, or if the money is less coming your way, where it's supposed to be coming, you know, the expected amount they choose to be getting, something that has happened that is not normal. And in the world, you look at it that way because it's something in the physical. You actually receive and then you're able to, you know, to share, or you're able to invest, or you're able to look after your normal life or, you know, your way of living. But in the kingdom economics, it's something like what Gasileva has just mentioned. Kingdom economics, the language is faith.
Faith, language.
Because you're actually planning without money, you are projecting without money, you are stepping out in faith. So for the worldly economy, I mean, for like when you're getting your money here, you only budget according to the money that you're getting or according to the payroll that you you know, actually
receive,
sitting on.
Yeah.
So whatever you receive, you just budget according to that money.
To that.
But for the kingdom economics, it's a little bit crazy, I would say. Because you don't see anything, you don't anticipate anything, but you budget. You just write your budget. I mean, your budget can vary. It can be as big as, you know, clearing your mortgage, or as huge as getting your car, or you can be investing into something great, or you can be spending, you know, a fair bit of money, or it can just be a meal for the whole month. It can be your shopping. It can be the payments for your high purchase. So it can be whatever that you see right there in front of you, but you cannot see the source coming in. You write down what is all due, not defined by the money that is going to come in like in the world, but you write down in faith and you pen it with faith. For new Methodists logging in today, I know this is not new to you because we continuously share this with you. You pen your dreams. You know, There's no limitation, because here you're limited. You're actually writing the list. You're limited by the fact of the money that you know always come. So you only can plan according to the finances or to the source of thing coming your way.
You are limited.
But, very limited. But for the kingdom economic, it's
unlimited.
Totally different. Because you just write. You write. Believing and penning with faith, because knowing whatever that you've written here, it no longer has anything to do with you. That becomes the head of the kingdom. It becomes God's budget for you. So you write it and you have faith. You step out in faith. It's not going to be written today and answered today. You write it with faith, and then you desire to draw closer to God, and you allocate your time for prayer,
yes,
or your moment of fasting.
Yes.
So like for the church, for New Methodists, we actually have a monthly fast program. But for some, for you maybe logging in today, you may not have any fasting program as such, but you can create anything that will draw you closer to God. For us, New Methodist is always a program of prayer vigil, meaning there is a certain time a family is supposed to be praying towards the schedule for their worship center and the schedule for their zone. So there is somebody praying at one point in time. It can be the allocation of time given by their, zone leaders or their worship center leaders or even the regional administrators. But if you don't have any of those, or you belong to a denomination that doesn't have any schedule of prayer time, that shouldn't be the problem, for you to sense and say, no, there's
Hallelujah.
No such thing. You create your prayer time. You tell God, I would like to talk to you at this time. So it can be the time that is more practical to you. It can be very early in the morning. It can be late in the night when everybody's sleeping, about midnight or 1 o'clock, when the whole household is sleeping. So you can have your moment with God. A quiet time, there's no defining of the time. It's never always in the morning. It's any
time.
As long as it's quiet. As long as it's just between you and God and no other person, then it becomes a quiet time. And that's where the phrase quiet time comes from. And then you allocate your own time. Because this moment of your own quiet time and your fasting time, these are the engines of your faith.
Hallelujah.
Because when these two are good, provided, and then you work towards the condition of having a good heart, of sharing the things you have, and then go back to the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have all that, the more you
engage
yourself to do the fasting and to do your prayer daily, and also the condition of your heart, and maybe you bless people out there, which is the power of giving. The more you do things on top of this, takes your level of faith from one level to
another level.
And when you write your list, you know fully well, and you have so much faith in your God, knowing that He will do it for you and believing that He will do it for you. So when you write your list, you don't hesitate. Like at this point in time, say for Fiji, we're going through a lot. Most of the places are closed. Only the essentials are open, meaning some of you work in those offices that are actually closed. And indirectly speaking, some of the companies still pay their people. Some stop paying at all. So there is a lack of resources, and yet it doesn't stop your dues here, your electricity bill, your phone bill,
your
water bill, the food on the table. Your bills here remain. One area has stopped, the in has stopped, but the expenses and the out hasn't stopped, doesn't change, still the same. The same mouths you feed when money is there, the same mouths still have to be fed. The same family you look after. So none of these things change, but this change. And that is why it's very important on your stepping out in faith and knowing who you pray to. That Hebrews 11:6, it says, not only it states, our faith pleases God, but it also states in big highlight, bold, that I would like you to know today, it says, you need to believe that He exists. Look, when you're writing your list, you're actually believing, my God lives and my God exists. He's going to be the one who's going to do this for me.
He's the source.
So when this stop, that shouldn't stop you. That shouldn't create frustration or bitterness or pressure or stress. No. When you know your God, you know fully well whatever little is coming this way, this and that still needs to be met. Your bills still can be paid. Your children can also be fed. Your family can be fed. So you don't look at this as your source. That is why when times are good, when work is normal, when you're getting the same money in, don't rely on your money. You trust in God. Even though money is good, but trust in God. I mean, a lot of you may be tuning in today, you'll be saying, I'm good. I have enough finances. Yes, you do. You have enough finances. Maybe some of you said, I have hardly anything. I have nothing. And I don't have even any cent to be able to work with. Yes, it varies. You logging in today, some of you have got so much, and some just have average, and some basically have nothing. All these three stages of life, regardless which category you belong to, faith is still rife. Because even if you have more and have much, when you have faith, it brings more. And not only that, when you have faith, it gives you that heart to give, to share. So God has allowed that in your hand so you can turn and help your family.
Hallelujah.
Or help your neighbor, help your relatives, help people around you. Don't just help people who go to church with you. Don't just help people who you think that you know. No, don't just help people when you know, oh, I'm going to get something out of this. No, you help people because you love God from your heart and you can't wait to share the little things you have that can benefit another person. And that faith comes with wisdom. When you have faith and God has flooded those things in your hand for you to work with, when the plenty begin to come, or when something begin to come when there is nothing, when food begin to knock on your door, when money begin to appear and, you know, go into your pocket, when your wallet's a bit fatter than the normal, when those good times are there, remember to take on wisdom. Because wisdom, you only can have wisdom when you fear God, when you love God, when you serve God. You will never have wisdom if you don't know God. Wisdom cannot come and land on somebody else or land on any human being or any personnel who doesn't know God. Because wisdom is only given by God. Wisdom is never given by any universities in the world. Wisdom cannot be learned. Wisdom cannot be studied.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom cannot apply to any normal intellect.
Yes.
No, wisdom is only given by God.
It's a gift of the
Holy Spirit. It's a gift of God to you. When you fear God and then that wisdom come on you. So it can be more, like what I said, the three categories. You can have a lot on you, but with wisdom, that multiply into four, three, or more. The little one that you get. But when you have nothing, with that faith and wisdom, it increases the little you have to another level.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing. Because when you have wisdom, you will manage it well. Things that comes by your way, the same thing, you're still doing the same shopping. But when you have wisdom, it calls. Because when God is looking, I mean, and he will be saying, if I can trust him or trust her with a small thing and they have so much wisdom to manage it well.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He will flood more your way to manage. Because he knows that even the little that he gives you, you manage it well. And when you manage it well, indirectly, you're trying to tell God, I'm grateful. Thank you. This is not new because this is part of our training. You know, whatever little that comes, label them neatly. Keep your kitchen in order and label them accordingly. So when you come, you know exactly what I'm going to be cooking today, what's going to be used today. So that simple wisdom, it calls more things into your kitchen.
Yep.
But if you just come and throw things around, whenever you're looking for the onions, okay, there's a bag of onions somewhere there. If you're looking for the rice, okay, there is the rice somewhere there. The plastic bag is still somewhere there. So things are all over the place. When it's all over the place, it's not organized and there's no clarity. Working with God, that's clarity, organized thoughts, faith, and wisdom. And it's amazing because those automatically call things not only to your home, call things to your life, elevate you to another level, open the door that you never thought can open. Oh, it's amazing. You just need to practice it because it's within your reach.
The Bible says when you are faithful with the little things, and God will give you to be in charge of more things.
Amen.
So when you are faithful, when you become a good administrator, a good custodian of what God is giving to you,
amen,
then God sees that you are utilizing well because that's come from God.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom. Because of that, God will multiply. You know, I want to go back to the resources. If you look to God as a source, when your resource is taken away, you still have your source.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you trust in your resource, resource is the second hand that you receive from. Resources is your work. Resources is maybe the rent that you receive. Resources may be a small business that you are operating. That is resource. But when you trust God to be your source,
hallelujah.
When they remove the resources, hallelujah, you still have your source.
Yes, you will never be affected.
We are living hallelujah. On our source, not our resource. We pray for our resource, but remember, you trust, you fear the source. And God is our source. And don't rely on the resource. You have to rely on the source.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because if they remove the resource, you still have the source.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to challenge our life today. This is the time that we need that mentality. As we said before, faith pleases God. You know, when you just take that Hebrew chapter 11,
amen,
verse 6, that first part, faith pleases
hallelujah.
God. You want to please God? Have faith. Hallelujah. You don't have any money, but trust in God.
Oh, hallelujah.
How can you work on your faith? Allocate time to prayer. Allocate time to read the Bible. Allocate time to remember people.
Yeah.
Meditate on the word of God. That is the sign of your faith at work.
Hallelujah.
Everybody can say, okay, I have faith in God. But if you don't pray, that's not a sign of faith. If you are not fasting, that is not a sign of faith.
Faith without work.
Hallelujah. So your faith will die because you don't work your faith.
Hallelujah.
Some people, they interpret, go and plant cassava, go and weed. No. This is the working of your faith.
Hallelujah.
You pray, you fast, you read the Bible, and invest on the time of God. Invest on the things of God.
Hallelujah.
After that, then you can do another step. And then you cook, you manage well. Those are the faith. You believe that God is your resource, and that's why you have to manage well.
Yes.
You are not just giving anyhow because of laziness and unplanned, and you feel of maybe pride or arrogance, and God hates that. And that's why during this time, against all odds, we tell you, hallelujah, the abundance will continue to come because God is pleased because you are operating through faith. Hallelujah. And if the word of the Lord says that faith pleases God, hallelujah. You want to please God. I want to please God. Hallelujah. We want to please God. Our family want to please God. Hallelujah. So not only having a devotion, we want to please God. We believe in God. We have a food we want to share to people around us.
Amen.
To our neighbors, to people walk on the road. And we want to bless the people that we work with. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have faith in God that whatever we give, the little things that we give, God will continue to multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our cups will run over.
Yes.
Our cups will fill the people around us. Why? Because we have faith in God. Some of us, we are stuck right now because you lost your job or maybe a reduction in your salary.
Amen. Oh,
that's not the end of the book.
Yeah.
That's only a chapter of your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why we have to believe it.
And maybe for some of you who have businesses now with the closure and everything, you stop thinking. And then you're beginning to feel, okay, how will I do this? What will I do? If you're listening in today, try and write down all those lists and never be defined of what's happening around you. You continue to believe. It's amazing. When you trust in this God, it's unfathomable the thing that he can do, that your mind cannot even think that he can do that. So you need to believe. So if you have a business or a business that has been closed because of the current pandemic here in Fiji, or for those of you outside Fiji, you're investing in some of the businesses here, or you're working in a place, contributing in a place, or maybe one of the directors or one of the investors that you determine the output of that business, start writing them down and pray to God with faith and call, call favor upon your business. I used to remember when Even when we go down to the seawall to go and pray, I pray and I call out to God about my TV. I call and I said, Lord, I continue to decree and I continue to receive, like we shared in the Holy Spirit conference last night. I no longer ask God. I thank God, which means when you thank God, you have faith that you already receive it.
Faith.
Because you won't be able to say thank you until you receive. If I come and actually give you my Bible or give somebody a pre-pack of food, that person automatically will say vinaka or will say thank you. So you only say thank you when you actually receive it. So when you approach God, don't go asking. Because when you're so confident of Him and you know Him, you have your prayer time, you have your own allocated fasting moment or a fasting program with Him. When you come before Him, you thank Him. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Yeah. And then you have the authority. I take it to another level to decree it to happen. Because God decree and declare. And you can decree and declare things over your life, over your family, over your business, over your workplace, over your situation. Oh, it's amazing. Because when you know Him, it takes you to another level of boldness and confidence. So you can decree and declare. And I used to walk on that seawall every morning when we go out and pray. I'm just calling out to God. And I said, Lord, I decree and declare favor over the companies out there, the sponsorship. I call things as though they are.
Yeah.
In Romans 4:17, it tells us the God that brings life to the dead. You know, the dead that is dead. But He brings life to that dead. The thing the unwritten, you know, like it's there. But He brings life to the dead. And then He says, when you look at the, you call things that are not. So things that are not. You know, you're trying to ask, what is it? Okay, you look into your kitchen, there's no food. Those are the things that are not. You look into your wallet, in the ATM machine, or in your card, there's no money. Those are the things that are not. Or if you look and you look at your children, the things that are needed, those are the things that are not. Empty cupboards, empty freezer, empty buckets of a flour, container of rice, they're all empty. Those are things that are not. Anything that is not. So you call them as though they are. And we can only do that with that faith because you're believing. It's not you calling. It's not your vocal, it's not your voice, it's not the sound coming out from your mouth. It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because He is the Word, and back to the Word. Because in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's in John 1:1. And you have your Bible there, you're holding it with you. Remember, all those Bible verses, all those Word of God in there, they are alive. And how come they're alive? Because He says so. And those words, those printed words, are actually the Holy Spirit alive in those words. And those words will come alive to you.
Hallelujah.
So you speak over those Bible verses over your life. Don't be a timid believer. Don't be fearful, because that's from the devil. You be bold and confident because you know your God. Don't just approach Him in prayer and then you can speak up. No, you can talk with Him, converse with Him without closing your eyes. He becomes your companion. He becomes your friend. He becomes your life on everything. Even if you're looking at something you don't like and say, Lord, I'm looking at this. I mean, you talk to Him and He's there with you. So that conversation build up your relationship.
Hallelujah.
And build up your bonding and takes you to a level that you're just so confident that no one will ever stand before you. And I believe that's why it says in Psalms 27:1, you know, He is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And He is the salvation of my life. Of whom shall be afraid? You will never fear anything. Lack, you will never fear. No food, you will never fear. No money, you can second
no job.
And you're going to go in second in love. Or even no work. You know, you can't. You've been sent home because the company is closed or you don't have any more work to go to. So no resources coming in. Even then, you will never fear because you know you're so confident because your God is with you. It's no longer you. You need to, you know, your equation, minus yourself out. You need to minus you out and
place God
there. Allow God to be doing it. God is going to be a provider, like when Pastor Levi shared with us today. God is your source. If you're looking at something and say, okay, don't automatically think, I cannot do that because I don't have any money. No, take that thought out. You look at it and say, okay, I can do that. God, you're going to help me with that. And He will. He will. It's amazing. Because this God, He's a humorous God. Oh, He's a powerful God. You need to know Him for who He is. He's not just a picture hanging out there in your living room. He's not just a person that you talk about it. He's not just God, when you walk into your church and you hear, now it's stopped because of the current situation that we're in, you don't go to church. So he's not a God just for you to go to a church and hear about him. No, he is a God that is very personal and with you all the time. And far are the clothes that you're wearing on how close he is to your heart. You need to start believing him. So no matter, if you own business, write it down. Companies Hallelujah. That you want to sponsor.
Hallelujah.
Or write down a favor of God over your company as they go and approach for finances coming in. Receive a financial breakthrough for your company. For individual homes, when there is nothing there, you look around. Clean up your house nicely. Pull up all the containers, label them, even when there is nothing. Find a container, write flour, rice, label it. That's how I live my life all throughout, and I'm teaching the church right throughout. Or the family that I come in contact with, I try and do that. When you label it, you're trying to tell God, it's ready, ready for you. Not ready for you and your resources, ready for God and his source. Ready for him to fill it up, and you'll be amazed. There'll be a knock on the door, because you've already prepared it ready in your kitchen. Well, if you already have it, he will double it. If you don't have it, somebody will knock on the door to fill up those containers. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you understand the Lord that we serve.
Hallelujah.
As I said before in Genesis chapter 4, that's why Abel offered the best.
Amen.
Offering the best to God. That's why Enoch lived a holy life, because he knows, he believes that Amen. God is watching. That's why Noah was obedient to build a boat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who to go into the boat? He believed. Only 8 people filled this boat, apart from the animals.
Amen.
But he still believed that because of faith, Noah built the boat. It took him 120 years.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes when we serve God, by 5 years, you are flat out again. 3 years. The third year, you flat out again. Noah took him 120. And he was fool, bickered, and gossiped by people. Noah, how can you build a boat in that mountain? How can that mountain be taken down to the sea? It was faith.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible lists why people do what they are Amen. Doing in the Bible. Why Abel offered that sacrifice. Why Enoch walked a life righteous in the eyes of God. Why Noah built the boat.
Amen.
Why Abram left his country for 25 years walking in the desert. Hallelujah. Going to a no man's land.
Amen.
And you know the problem that we have, the Israelites and the Gaza, a few days ago, 1 week ago. It is because of Abram. Abram was called by God from Babylon, and I'll give you a land, hallelujah, to you and hallelujah. To your descendants.
Amen.
Till today. It was faith. Hallelujah. And those people, the descendant of Abram or the descendant of Jacob, which is today, they still hold on to that land till
Hallelujah.
Today because they have faith in God. They're surrounded by their enemies. You talk about 1948. You talk about 1967. You talk about 1970s, the Yom Kippur War. You're talking about battle after battle after battle. They're surrounded by their enemies.
Amen.
But because of their faith,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just like Moses standing there, the Red Sea. They were surrounded by the Red Sea and the cliff. On the left and on the right. Behind them, the most powerful army was coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But because of faith, God said, move forward. Forward to where? Red Sea. The Red Sea turned to be a highway. It was the stepping stone
Hallelujah.
For them.
Amen.
We want to challenge you. During this pandemic, there are a lot of things in front of you.
Amen.
It seems like impossible. That's when God, the source, start to do miracles, signs and wonders before you. Hallelujah. And that's why it's very important during this time. A lot of people, how can you believe in that God in the Bible? Well, that God in the Bible is still operating today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are sharing from our experience. We are sharing what God is doing in this time. And I believe some of you, you have your own testimonies. Maybe you belong to another
Hallelujah.
Denomination. You have your testimonies. So we encourage you. Maybe you don't belong to a church.
Amen.
You never go to church. Or maybe you sometimes you don't like church, but there's two different things. Church, going to church, and having faith in God. It's about your day-to-day life.
Amen.
It's about the food on your table. It's about your relationship, husband and wife.
Hallelujah.
It's about your family. It's about your home. So we want to challenge our life this wonderful morning that faith pleases God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Faith pleases God. And you want to please God?
Yeah.
You must have faith. See, the more you have faith, and God will increase his provision because of your faith. He's not answering because you are longer. He's not answering because no food in the cupboard. He's answering because of your faith.
Oh, hallelujah.
God come to you because of your faith, not because of your longer. Some people will ask me, Taltala, what about those people? They are sick. How can God, he's not healing them. No, God move through faith.
Amen.
It is faith that moves the hands of God, not our situation. So it's up to you whether you rely on your situation or you depend on God.
Hallelujah.
Because God can change your situation. Your situation cannot change or bring to you the God that you serve.
See? Hallelujah.
So it's a challenge to us today that God answer your faith, not your problem. Not your languor, not your sickness. God answer because of your faith.
Amen. And, and maybe some of you are asking, how do I get faith? Or what is faith? You know, because you hear it a lot, but you don't know how to get there. Or how do you get that faith to be you? Or how you get that faith to apply in your life? Well, according to the truth of God's word, faith is by hearing, but by hearing the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You need to read a lot of this, or you need to get yourself to listen to a lot of, word of God. It's easily available. Today, you have the three television stations airing the word of God from the different churches. So Facebook. The word of God is always there. And even for my TV throughout the week, it's not only only on Sunday. We have throughout the week as well. We have different denominations coming in. They also preach the word of God, or they share the word of God. And so you need to hear the word of God, and you need to read the word of God. You need to take that word of God into you. So the more you read it, or the more you hear it, it builds up your faith. And it will not just come upon you for you to say, I have faith.
Builds.
No, it builds up. And it takes you to be doing something. You cannot just sit in pretty.
No.
At whatever level, your need satisfied, content, yes. What is your projected desire that you want to happen in your life? Voila. If you have a cost, if you can find the figure, write it down. Mm. If you're doing your visa, maybe the visa, application for your whole family, for citizenship, it's quite costly, or for any other country for that matter.
Yeah.
Amount, voila. Maybe that's one of your lists. Or some of you maybe are trying to clear some of the debts that you have build up over the years.
Over the years,
because you've like the Holy Spirit just revealed that. And so we came in, that you can have a credit card. You have your Visa card, or you have your MasterCard. And the nominee credit card came in the second, manage it well. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is revealing this. You're not doing your payments on time. So it's levying penalties or in your account that is, increasing it, like demanding more from you. Money that you don't have, money that you haven't spent. Just because you don't pay on time, this money keep on increasing.
A penalty.
So, some of us, we have that weakness that we cannot control our spend when it comes to credit card because it's the money that we never have. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what credit card is. You are given that allocation. Maybe the limits can be ranging from 1,000 level, 2,000, 5,000. Some of us are sitting on gold card, maybe 10,000 for that matter. And that card is given to you because of the assessment on your salary or assessment on your income that qualifies you to whatever level of card that you are getting. When that card come in, like what I say, it's given to you because of the ratio and the percentage of the income that you're supposedly to have. And that money is the money that you don't have. So you begin to buy a very tempting on online because you just press the button and it comes money to your door. And without you realizing, like all those spent, build up your taxes, build up your, you know, your payments and build up your penalties, and it's out there. So it's a debt that you need to pay. There is a debt because you've already spent the money, you've already taken the goods, and this is the money for you to spend, for you to pay. So you need to write down that credit card and also ask God through the power of His Holy Spirit to help you, to give you to wisdom and to manage well.
Manage well.
I'm talking because that is to be my life. When I started work, I had a $5,000 credit card from Westpac through my Westpac account then. And that was very, you know, early in my years of work. So that money is the money that I don't have. So whenever I travel, whenever we travel, you know, I love to give the card because it's the money I don't have.
Hallelujah.
But it's the allocation that I can spend. And I shop. And then when I get back home, I see these statements coming in, you know, with money to be paid.
And interest to be paid.
So God dealt with me because I needed that to stop because it's very tempting to spend the money you don't have. I'll continue to repeat that. When you spend the money you don't have, it's very tempting because you don't have the money and you just spend it. So God dealt with my heart and dealt with me. I start searching. I came to the bank. I can't remember this day. I went to ANZ and I said, do you give out any card that is debit? Meaning for me just to spend the money I
in
have.
In the bank.
And when my daughter actually went to New Zealand, I don't know, SPFA, whether you can remember this one. When she went to study in New Zealand, I searched for that and I searched for hers. So she can take her card on the money only she has. And I can only take that card on the money I have. Meaning I cannot spend anything more because I know my balance in my account. Meaning that money, quits. That's it. If I spend it, it's not going to be coming back. And I don't have any responsibility to do my payments. So it's all done. If you are sitting, I don't know why the Holy Spirit is revealing this.
Yeah.
And I know maybe most of you are logging in today, maybe non-church members, or you don't believe in God, but you are just at the spur of the moment. God is leading you to this screen. Hello, and thank you, and welcome. Well, if you are actually in that category of spending, this time, try and put a stop to it. The Holy Spirit will help you. Get all the money you owe and you put it there. And find a way. Either you fast or pray and have faith for God to help you to clear your debt. You need to clear that debt. You need to clear that bill. And the same, like say for your mortgage, you have monthly payments. Yes. And if you desire to have that paid off and be debt free, write it down. And what Gasilev is teaching us, when you look at God as your source, and you have that faith because of the power of prayer and hearing, not by hearing anything, not by hearing just any Tom, Dick, and Harry kind of story. No, you're hearing the word of God. You meditate on the word
day
of God.
Day and night.
So when you hear the word of God and you do your fasting, it's amazing. It's amazing. Mm. We're actually sharing something here with you today that actually happened in our lives. When he came out to do full-time work, we still have a four-wheel drive to pay. We're still paying for the house. We have a double-story house in Nandi that we were still paying. And all those two bills are still going. And the payments were not low. They were quite high.
Yeah.
Even for the four-wheel drive, we were paying about 800 to 1,000 a month. The house was a bit better because of the longer span of the loan term. So payments were still happening, but he was going on full-time. For my take, my money was very less. I was getting, half the pay he was getting. But I was not looking at the money. rightfully thinking, I wanted to be the one first to come out, because if I do, it's not going to affect our budget, because the money he was bringing in. But God worked otherwise. So when he went, the only thing that I did, I started writing. I tried to clear all the debts that I have, higher purchase and everything. I continued to write it down. I do my program of prayer. I do my program of fasting. And I begin to see how God works and how he helps me to clear. Because after that experience, now, if I want to go and buy something from Courts, I no longer go and do higher purchase. And for those of you that do higher purchase, this is another angle for you.
The same thing.
Because you go and it says, one singa moli, you know, just $1.
Looks,
you come and take
very
it.
Lucrative.
Very, you know, very attractive. You just look at it and say, man,
don't know the
one singa moli, one singa moli, one singa moli. So you go, and then you take that. But what you have signed up on the final prints, it's got a lot of work, a lot of other money. So you end up paying
hidden
more.
Yeah.
When you no wanna go to kid and no more,
three times more.
Maybe another two times more than the purchase, the full amount, say, in the cost of that item. So higher purchase, like what I said, I was a high purchase. Even to the extent I was a gold card holder for Courts.
That's 25, how, six accounts.
That's how much and how, you know, how much I buy things from Courts on high purchase. And not only that, because I do it for the church, for the musical instruments and everything for the church, and also for my home. So I become like, I was like there. And but God taught me. With all that, I stopped doing that. I no longer buy anything on high purchase. I save up the money and I'll go and buy cash out.
That's how the
I'm
world works.
I'm not accountable to anybody. Yeah. So those are the things that God will lead you through his Holy Spirit for you to manage well and have the wisdom to manage your finances. Are you praying for God to give, to provide the things that you're waiting on God from this end, but yet you cannot manage this well? It's not going to last. That's not going to last. Right now, what you need to do is to sit down and check your status. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing? I have a family. Yes, I have my children. Yes, I have my payments. Yes, what are my requirements? This one. This is my pay. How much am I getting? Okay, this is the pay. And this is all my spending. You write it down. Check your status. Because once you know your status, then when you approach God, you're actually talking to God about your status. You're telling him, Lord, I know that you know already. I got this money, and all these bills, they are overwhelming, and I've written it down. You write them down. When you write them down, put it inside your Bible. Write a piece of paper, the post-it pad, you know, and have the blue, red, yellow, a post-it. Write it there. Look for the Bible verse. Luke 1:37. Highlight it in yellow. Put a post-it pad in yellow. Put a sticker there and write it down. Okay, my car payment. This is your Bible, and this is your work. This is the power of the Word of God. And believe in the Word of God. So write it in there and believe. Every night you go to sleep, and then you just refer to him before you go to sleep. Lord, I just come before you. Thank you for today. Please remember my Bible and all my little notes that are in it. Breathe on it, the breath of the living God. It's amazing. And don't keep on checking every day to make it happen.
That's faith.
It's amazing when you begin to see that he will make it happen. And when he does make it happen, oh, it's such a good feeling that you cannot describe. Because you experience it with your relationship with God that has nothing to do with anybody around you. Amen. And then this is the moment too for you to have your moments of truth. What are the moments of truth? Now that you are at home, do a screening. For you people outside Fiji, and for those of you in Fiji, what are the things of value? Your children, your husband, how much time do you spend with them in a day? How much time do you spend with them in a week? You know, when you are working, most of our time is in the workplace. What about the distribution of your time? We spend most of our time in the office, but yet, if something happened to our lives, that office can easily get somebody else to replace you, or that other company can replace you, no time. But your family, you are irreplaceable. No one can come and take your position in your home. So relook at what the current situation that you're in. Now it's a good time because you're actually keeping still and you can figure out yourself and reprioritize, reallocate your time and reallocate your resources. This is a good time because it's a time to be stand still and believing that this God can do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you manage well, you are not living or in your tomorrow.
Amen.
God will look after your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Live today. Going to a money lender, using your credit card,
yes,
and going for high purchase. Those are the system of this world. Use the system of God. Trust, faith, and manage well.
Amen.
We will go into our Holy Communion. And I believe this, as I said last night, this is very important. Jesus said, always do this in remembrance of me. The bread, the wine. Mm. We do this because we remember him.
Amen.
And when we remember him, he always remembers us.
Maybe the conviction of the message today for them to come in agreement with God.
Let us come in agreement. Amen. Of the conviction of today.
Hallelujah.
Work on your faith. Hallelujah. And work on your management. Because God is a good God.
Amen.
He wants us to prosper. God wants us to be a blessing. So as we come today,
Hallelujah.
Let us come in commitment. Let us eat together with the bread. Let us drink together. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement.
Hallelujah.
Because of the lesson.
Amen.
That we believe today. That we walk with faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And we do it well with management. We thank you, Father, as we stand here. Some
Hallelujah.
Are watching through television. We thank you, Father God, that you'll bless every one of us.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The bread represents your body. And the wine represents your blood. Thank you for the new covenant. That we believe in you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will come and hover in our life. And take control in our life. We thank you that we believe in the source. And
hallelujah.
That you are the source.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for those that are facing financial crisis, financial situation.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we call open doors and opportunity.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for
we thank you, Father God, that you'll bless them. And
in
God,
Jesus' name.
Because they are standing here believing in you.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
We also pray, Father God, for wisdom. The wisdom that we can manage well. The little things that
hallelujah.
You bless us with. That we will appreciate every blessing in our life today. We thank you, Father God, for this time that we can come together as a nation. We pray, God of our nation, against
Hallelujah.
Our odds. And I pray over those that are struggling, the pandemic, the frontliners.
In Jesus'
name. Oh, thank you, Father
oh,
God. Those
thank
in
you.
Isolation, those, they go as a family. They,
oh, hallelujah.
They worried of their tomorrow.
Yes,
they worried
Jesus.
About who is getting serious and who is healing right now. In the name
oh,
of Jesus, we
name.
Pray, we
yes.
come against COVID-19
oh,
virus right
name.
Now, right now, right now, right
name.
Now, in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
We receive healing, we receive
Heal
restoration.
Our nation, in Jesus'
we
name.
Thank
oh,
you, Father
thank
God,
you,
for the, our leaders. Thank you, Father God, for ministry of our
yes,
health.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for the good work that they are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father God, that you'll be behind them, you'll
oh,
be
hallelujah.
With them.
Thank you,
every
Jesus.
Doctors, every nurse, every
yes,
police,
Father.
Every army, every fireman, every government workers out there. Thank you, Father God, that
oh,
you are blessing
you,
our nation
yes,
in this program. The God of our nation. We will always remember to give you the glory and the honor and the
amen.
Praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and everyone say,
amen, amen. And amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much for watching.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you for watching and thank you for joining us today. And we also would like to invite you, if you're free, have nothing to do, it's a good time just to make your mamba kao or make something and have a cup of tea and join us again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Gasilev and I will be back to round up the Holy Spirit
Holy
conference
Spirit
for this
conference.
Week. Yes, and we look forward to that. So for new Methodists all over, join us as well at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that we will also bring to end the Holy Spirit conference that we were doing in the week. So yet again, to those of you that usually come in at 10:30 every Sunday, we will see you again next Sunday at 10:30 from the studio here in Turaki. Thank you.
From us here in the studio, we say have a wonderful afternoon.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Three times more.
Maybe another two times more. Then the purchase, full amount, say, in the cost of that item. So higher purchase, like what I said, I was a high purchase even to the extent I was a gold card holder for courts.
That's 25, how, six accounts.
That's how much and how, you know, how much I buy things from courts on high purchase. And not only that, because I do it for the church, for the musical instruments and everything for the church, and also for my home. So I become like, I was like there. And but God taught me. With all that, I stopped doing that. I no longer buy anything on high purchase. I save up the money and I'll go and buy cash out.
That's how the world
works. Because I'm not accountable to anybody. Yeah. So those are the things that God will lead you through His Holy Spirit for you to manage well and have the wisdom to manage your finances. Are you praying for God to give, to provide the things that you're waiting on God from this end, but yet you cannot manage this well? Some of our Vitalia here. No, it's not going to last. That's not going to last. Right now, what you need to do is to sit down and check your status. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing? I have a family. Yes, I have my children. Yes, I have my payments. Yes. What are my requirements? This one. This is my pay. How much am I getting? Okay, this is the pay. And this is all my spending. You write it down. Check your status. Because once you know your status, then when you approach God, you're actually talking to God about your status. You're telling Him, Lord, I know that you know already. I got this money, and all these bills, they are overwhelming, and I've written it down. You write them down. When you write them down, put it inside your Bible. Write a piece of paper, the post-it pad, you know, and have the blue, red, yellow, a post-it. Write it there. Look for the Bible verse. Luke 1:37. Highlight it in yellow. Put a post-it pad in yellow. Put a sticker there and write it down. Okay, my car payment. This is your Bible, and this is your work. This is the power of the Word of God. And believe in the Word of God. So write it in there and believe. Every night you go to sleep, and then you just refer to Him before you go to sleep. Lord, I just come before You. Thank You for today. Please remember my Bible and all my little notes that are in it. Breathe on it, the breath of the living God. It's amazing. And don't keep on checking every day to make it happen.
That's faith.
It's amazing when you begin to see that He will make it happen. And when He does make it happen, oh, it's such a good feeling that you cannot describe. Because you experience it with your relationship with God that has nothing to do with anybody around you. Amen. And then this is the moment too for you to have your moments of truth. What are the moments of truth? Now that you are at home, do a screening. For you people outside Fiji, and for those of you in Fiji, what are the things of value? Your children, your husband, how much time do you spend with them in a day? How much time do you spend with them in a week? You know, when you are working, most of our time is in the workplace. What about the distribution of your time? We spend most of our time in the office. But yet, if something happened to our lives, that office can easily get somebody else to replace you. Or that other company can replace you, no time. But your family, you are irreplaceable. No one can come and take your position in your home. So relook at what the current situation that you're in. Now it's a good time because you're actually keeping still and you can figure out yourself and reprioritize, reallocate your time and reallocate your resources. This is a good time because it's a time to be stand still and believing that this God can do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you manage well, you are not living or in your tomorrow.
Amen.
God will look after your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Live today. Going to a money lender, using your credit card,
yes,
and going for high purchase. Those are the system of this world. Use the system of God. Trust, faith, and manage well.
Amen.
We will go into our Holy Communion. And I believe this, as I said last night, this is very important. Jesus said, always do this in remembrance of me. The bread, the wine. Mm. We do this because we remember Him.
Amen.
And when we remember Him, He always remembers us.
Maybe the conviction of the message today for them to come in agreement with God.
Let us come in agreement of the conviction of today.
Hallelujah.
Work on your faith and work on your management. Because God is a good God.
Amen.
He wants us to prosper. God wants us to be a blessing. So as we come today, let us come in commitment. Let us eat together with the bread. Let us drink together. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement.
Hallelujah.
Because of the lesson that we believe today. that we walk with faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And we do it well with management. We thank you, Father, as we stand here. Some are watching through television. We thank you, Father God, that you'll bless every one of us.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The bread represents your body, and the wine represents your blood. Thank you for the new covenant that we believe in you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will come and hover in our life and take control in our life. We thank you that we believe in the source and
hallelujah.
That you are the source.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for those that are facing financial crisis, financial situation.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we call open doors and opportunity.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank you, Father God, that you'll bless them.
In Jesus' name.
Because they are standing here believing in you.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
We also pray, Father God, for wisdom. The wisdom that we can manage well. The little things that you bless us with. That we will appreciate every blessing in our life today. We thank you, Father God, for this time that we can come together as a nation. We pray, God of our nation, against our odds. And I pray over those that are struggling, the pandemic, the frontliners.
In Jesus'
name. Oh, thank you, Father God. Those in isolation, those, they go as a family. They,
oh, hallelujah.
They're worried of their tomorrow.
Yes,
they're worried
Jesus.
About who is getting serious and who is healing right now. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus
we
name.
Pray. We yes. come against COVID-19 virus right
name.
Now, right now, right now, right
name.
Now, in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
We receive healing. We receive
Heal
restoration.
Our nation, in Jesus'
we
name.
Thank
oh,
you, Father
thank
God,
you,
for the, our leaders. Thank you, Father God, for Ministry of
yes,
Health.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for the good work that they are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father God, that you'll be behind them, you'll
oh,
be
hallelujah.
With them.
Thank you,
every
Jesus.
Doctors, every nurse, every
yes,
police,
Father.
Every army, every fireman, every government workers out there. Thank you, Father God, that
oh,
you are blessing
you,
our nation
yes,
in this program. The God of our nation. We will always remember to give you the glory and the honor and the
amen.
Praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and everyone say,
amen, amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much for watching.
Yeah, thank you for watching and thank you for joining us today. And we also would like to invite you, if you're free, have nothing to do, it's a good time just to make your mamba kao or make something and have a cup of tea and join us again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Gasilev and I will be back to round up the Holy Spirit
Holy
conference
Spirit
for this
conference.
Week. Yes, and we look forward to that. So for new Methodists all over, join us as well at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that we will also bring to end the Holy Spirit conference that we were doing in the week. So yet again, to those of you that usually come in at 10:30 every Sunday, we will see you again next Sunday at 10:30 from the studio here in Turaki. Thank you.
From us here in the studio, we say have a wonderful afternoon
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.